Okay, so we are in the Chof and Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion about smicha on Yom Tov. Are you smich on animals on Yom Tov, right? Beis Shammai say no, Beis Hillel say yes. And we just heard about a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Hillel Zalkin actually came to do that. Talmid of Beis Shammai tried to stop him, and it was actually a Talmid of Beis Shammai who engineered a situation where he would be able to do it, because he basically invited everybody in Yerushalayim to come in and be smich, and once he'd done that, well, who was going to fight with him? Bachod Yoter. Odd story. Okay. There was another story about a Talmud from Beit Hillel who brought his Ola to the Azara to be Sameich on Yom Tov. And a Talmud from Beit Shammai found him. He said to him, Mazus Micha. Says, what? He said, What is this smicha that you're doing? This smicha is incorrect. You shouldn't be doing it. It's a mistake. Right? It says, ma zu shtika. And he says, well, just think of it how good it is to be quiet, was the response. Shitkoi venezifo vehalachoi. So he got very, very angry, basically shut up and went away. Was very offended. Amr Abaye said, Hilka Chai Sur Mirabon de Amr Le Chavre Milsa Le Hader Le Milsa Tvei Mi Mai de Amr Le Chavre. Do you Amr Le Ma Zu Smicha Ve Kamar Le Ma Zu Shtika? Abaye said, based on this, if you heard a Talmid Chacham who was told something by another Talmid Chacham, then he shouldn't respond in a stronger fashion. Then he shouldn't respond in a stronger fashion than what was actually said to him. But he said, Mazus smicha. He said, why are you doing this smicha? The smicha is incorrect. The response was essentially, shut up. Right? This is not so polite, and he really offended the person, so that's not an ideal situation. Okay. Braisa, Tanya. Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Yuma b'mokhem she'asu lehedyot, muter legavoa, mokhem she'muter lehedyot, einai din she'muter Legavoa. If on Shabbos it is mutter to bring to violate the malachos for the purposes of tmidim and musafim, right? I mean, it's mutter to do malachos d'oraisa on Shabbos for the purpose of the korbanos that need to be brought on Shabbos, right? Shecht an animal and do whatever else is necessary. No. It's aser to do this malachos, obviously, on Shabbos, but it's mutter for the purposes of a korban. So, how much more so on Yom Tov when certain malachos are mutter for a hedyot? Remember, melechas echa nefesh, right? Things that are needed to make food or do other very, very common tasks that are sort of standard parts of everyday life, right? How much more so is it going to be permitted to do things for the purposes of korbanos like smicha? Right? Then everything which is necessary for any korban should be mutter on Yom Tov. It's basically the argument. Says Amrul and Beishamai. Beishamai responded.
What do we say? Mutar legavoa means.
Mutar legavoa means it is permitted to do things for gavoa, for the one who's up high, God, right? For the purpose of korbanos, right? On Shabbat, lots and lots of things are aser, but they're mutar for korbanos. So on Yom Tov, when far fewer things are aser, how much more so is anything for korbanos going to be mutar, right? That's the argument, and therefore smicha should be included in that category. Says Amr Blaim Beishamai. Beishamai responded, Nidarim and Davis Yechichu Shemutal Edyot Vaasu Lagavo. So Beishamai responded, no, Nidarim and Davis will prove that we're correct. It's permitted to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. However, it is forbidden to be makriv Nidarim and Davis, basically a voluntary korban on Yom Tov. There is no voluntary korban on Yom Tov. It's only a korban chayva on Yom Tov. Right? So it says, even though I can check the animal on Yom Tov, I can't bring a raw voluntary korban. So that tells us that not all korban is a mutar on Yom Tov, even though it's a melach is a mutar on Yom Tov.
What does
it mean mutar lehedyot? Mutar lehedyot means it's permitted for a hedyot, it's permitted not for a korbanos. Hedyot means a simple person, meaning not korbanos in this case, right? It's permitted to shecht.
On Yom Tov
you can shecht. They say you want to eat a chicken, shecht it. It's eating more, right? But you can't shecht a korban on Yom Tov, unless it's as in a voluntary korban, you can't shecht on Yom Tov. So that proves that this is not a... that the fact that certain things are mutar and yomtov does not mean that the dispensation for karbonis is a blanket dispensation. Right? So you can't necessarily learn from there to smicha. That's the argument. Amrul and Bezil Bezil responded, Malan Darin Dovish in Kabul and Zman, Marba Ogosariya, Shekabua La Zman. Bezil said, that's different. The Darin and Dovish, right? A voluntary korban, right? Doesn't have to be brought now. It can be brought tomorrow, it can be brought the day after, it can be brought in a week. The korban re'ia, right, the oath re'ia, which we're suggesting you have to do smichon, has to be brought right now. And if it has to be brought right now, then it stands to reason I can do anything that's necessary for it.
Don't the Darim have a set time?
No.
But isn't that the purpose? I'll make an error, I'm going to bring this korban on a certain day. Isn't that how you do it?
Ah, okay, so not generally. Right, a neder on a dava is a voluntary korban, meaning you take on yourself to bring a korban. Right, the distinction between this neder, you say this animal, this cow, is going to be a korban, and a dava you say, yeah, dava you say I'll bring a korban.
You don't specify a time.
Yeah.
Don't you have like all three regalim or all zukot or?
Ah, very good. You've learned from our Rosh Hashanah. I forgot. Okay. So yes, there is a certain point at which we assume that you violate Baal Ta'achar if you don't bring a neder. It doesn't mean that they have a certain time it has to be done. It means you can't let it go past a certain period because that's bad form, basically. Right?
So what if it's Jesus?
I mean, I think the same basic logic applies, right? As in, firstly, it's still kosher after that point. The fact that it should have been brought by then doesn't mean that it's not kosher afterwards. The korban is still kosher afterwards. Right? And even so, it's not saying that the korban as a din in the korban has to be done by a certain time. It's that the Torah doesn't like us leaving on the Dharam forever. Okay? Yeah? Fine. So it says, Amrul and Beishamai, Afzu en kavua lazman. This one, Othriya, also doesn't have set time. This Naz, we have in the Mishnah, Mishal Echag, we yom to Rishon Shachag, Shachag. Says, if you didn't bring the Othriya on the first day of Chag, of Sukkot, then you can bring it for all the rest of Sukkot, or even for Shmini Atzeres. Right? Meaning you can bring the Othriya for the entire regal. On Pesach, that means for all 7 days. On Sukkot, that means for all 8 days. I'm not sure what does that mean. Does anybody know? What happens if the oil three if the first if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, and therefore you can bring the oil three on Shabbos? So when do you bring the oil three?
A full week afterwards.
6 days, right? Right. At some time in the subsequent 6 days. In other words, the oil three also doesn't have to be brought on a one specific day. It has to be brought within a specific time period. So Bishamai says, also not totally true. It has to be done dafka on Yom Tov. Amul and Bezil, Bezil already said to them, Afzu kavuaz mandas nan, Abar rega v'lechag, Ein oichayev be'achra yusay. It says, no. An oilus re'iya is called kavuaz mandas. Even though it's true, it doesn't have to be done this day. It still has to be done in a certain period of time. And if you don't do it during the regal, then the korban is garnished. You just lost it. Right? And neder and dava, like I said, even if you pass the time which you transgressed Baal Ta'achar, you haven't lost the korban. You should still bring the korban. And in Olas Re'iyah, if you don't bring it during the regal, that's it. Gamarno. There's no other opportunity to bring it. Yeah? Amrul and Beisham. Beisham responded, V'haloi kvar ner mar lachem v'loi l'gavoa. Didn't we say, right, kol melech zavidala ta... The pasuk used the word lachem to describe the malacha that's mutter on Yom Tov, right? And we darshan lachem v'legavoa, meaning it's mutter to do malacha for the purpose of cooking for yourself in Yom Tov. It is not mutter to do malacha for the purpose of anything else, including hekdesh. Right, so therefore you can't learn from the fact that certain malachas are mutar on Yom Tov that you can then do things for Hekdesh. Doesn't make sense. Right? The drasha specifically excludes doing things for other purposes. Rakula vado yaseh lachem. That's it. Amrul and Beishamay, Beithilah. Beithilah responded, Vehaloi kvar neymar lachem, kol de lachem. Doesn't the pasuk says v'chag loisem oisoi chag l'Hashem, implying that you should be able to do some malacha for the purpose of Hashem, right? Im kein matal mudai malachem, in which case, why does the Torah say l'chem? L'chem v'loi l'nochrem. It's mutter to do malacha for the purpose of Jews. It is not mutter to do malacha for goyim. It says l'chem v'loi l'kovim. Right? It's mutter to do malacha for Jews, but not for animals. Let's say you want to cook your dog a chicken soup on Yom Tov. You can't. By the way, that was not a random example. I actually know somebody who does that.
Did your Gemara say Lenochrim or Lekutim?
Can you give the letter?
This one says Lenochrim.
Yours says Goy.
Can you add?
Mine says Kutim.
Okay.
So we have three different cases.
That's okay. In this case, there's no significant difference. But a kutsi is, technically we consider them geremes, but lamaisa we consider them gevoyim zorim, as one is
that. Isn't that kutsi a heretic?
No. A kutsi is a Samaritan. Right, very good. Right. The Samaritans, we hear about them in Sefer, does anybody know? Malachim Beis, right? They were brought after Malchus Yisrael was destroyed, they were brought to settle the land by Melech Ashur, right? And then when they came here, the land basically rejected them because they were doing Avodah Zarah. Right, and so the response was, they sent back a messenger to Ashur, what's going on with this crazy country where lions and bears and stuff are attacking us. And so a Kohen was sent out to help them. The Kohen said, it's because you're doing Avodah Zarah. So they all converted. Now that's the story. And the Mishnah already features the Machlokes, do we consider them Gerim or not? Are they really proper Gerim? Yeah? Now we assume they were proper Gerim. However, we also assume that Bizman Hazeh, they're going Gmorim. Right, as a Gmorim and Yibomis, as a Bai said, that Chachamim declared them to be going Gmorim because they were doing Avodah Zarah and they were not keeping all the mitzvahs properly. I don't want to go into it, it's complicated, so yeah. Right? Begadol, when you see the word Kuti in the Gmora, or Nochri, or Goy, or Akum, these things are all synonyms. Okay? Usually. Okay, fine. So it says, Abba Shaul Oimara Beloshin Acher, so Ma, Bemachrim Shchirascha, Sesuma, Kiras Rabcha, Psucha, Machim Shekirascha, Psucha, Ein Oidin, Shekiras Rabcha, Psucha. He says, Abba Shaul said, if in the place where your oven has to be closed, the oven of your master is open, in the place where your oven is open, how much more so the oven of your master would be open? Meaning what? If we're in a situation where you're baking for yourself, where you're not allowed to bake for yourself, but you're nevertheless allowed to bake for your master, meaning Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to do melacha for yourself, but you can do melacha for Hashem. Right, then how much more so if you're allowed to, if your oven is open, if you're baking bread for yourself, you can also break bread for Hashem. Right? Same basic argument. It was the same argument, it's phrased slightly differently. Right? And it also makes sense that we should not have a situation where your table is stacked up high with food. And the table of your master is empty. Right, that's an impossible situation. Lo yitachin. Ben Michael, if you look at what they're arguing about. Master Baron Adorim and Dobby is craving beyond the Master Baron in craving beyond the. The disagreement is about whether, in fact, you can bring the Dorim and Dobby on Yom Tov. Right? The Gemara is assuming that Abba Shaul. Right? Why does Abba Shaul doesn't have a Masorah that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that you can learn from the Doron and Dovos that not everything becomes Mutar on Yom Tov? Right? Why not? The answer is because he thought you can bring the Doron and Dovos on Yom Tov. So if you can bring them on Yom Tov, then Beis Shammai can't turn around and say, oh, you see from the Doron and Dovos, you can't do everything you want on Yom Tov. You can do that on Yom Tov. Right? And the Tana Kama clearly thinks that Nadara and Nadavis cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Right now, that's the way we pass him. Okay? By the way, there's a very, very important nafka meaning to that statement, Bizman Hazeh. Right, what's the standard advice if you're not sure if you davened?
So if you davened?
Yeah, let's say you're not sure, right? You forgot. You're not sure if you davened Mincha. What do you do?
Then do it again.
Okay, so we pass the new daven al tnai, right? You put a tnai on your davening, right? Right, you say, if I haven't davened Mincha, this should be my Mincha. And if not, and if I have davened, then this will be what's called Tashlumen, meaning a voluntary extra tefillah that I take on myself. The reason why is because we learn tefillah is partially from Tmidim, and you're allowed to bring extra kabbonis if you want to. Right? If not, it'll be a tefillah from Dover, not Tashlumen. If I didn't daven Mincha, this will be my Mincha, and if I did daven Mincha, then this will be a Nedava, a Tfilas Nedava, a voluntary Tfilah. However, you cannot do that on Shabbos, and because of this Gemara, you cannot do that on Yom Tov. Because there is no Korban Nedava on Yom Tov. Right, so therefore on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you're not sure, then you really just don't daven. Okay? Amar Rav Huna Ladivri Ayman Darin Davis Ein Kriv Miyom Tov Eloi Seimim Daraya Amid Daraisa Michzachazu V'Rabbanan Hu De Gazbir Hu B'Zir Hashem Yishe Ela Afilu Mi Deoraisa Nami Loi Chazu. Right, Rav Huna said that for the person who, for the Tanakama who said that you shouldn't bring a Nedarim Zavis on Yom Tov, right, don't think that he thought because the Pasuk of Lashem that we saw, that it's really mutter to bring Nedarim Zavis, right, and then Chachamim were gozer, right, that he shouldn't do this because we're afraid that if he leaves all of his Nedarim Zavis for Yom Tov, then something will happen on Yom Tov and he won't end up bringing them, and then he'll be over on Baal Ta'acher. Right? Don't think that it's only a Gzeira Derabbanan that you shouldn't bring the Nedarim Zavis in Yom Tov. No, it's really Midoraisa. Right? Right? Midoraisa, this drasha of Lashem, Echagoy Semoy Seychag Lashem, does not apply to Nedarim Zavis, it only applies to things that are obligatory. Okay? Why? Because dehashte, when it comes to shtei alechem, the chovas ayim, you know, the leikel the migzar shem yishe, the veinay doicha lo es haShabbos, the loy es yom tov. Because shtei alechem, right? Doesn't even know what the shtei alechem are. What day do we bring the shtei alechem on? What? Very good. Shavuos, yeah. On Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem, right? It's literally two loaves of bread. It's one of only two cases that we bring Chametz in the Mikdash. What's the other case? I'm sorry? No, Pesach we definitely don't bring Chametz in the Mikdash. Right? Korban Todah. Right? Korban Todah includes 10 Lachmetz, 10 Lachay Chametz. Right? There are 40 loaves of bread that are brought with the Korban Todah, of which 10 are Chametz. Did I say something funny?
No, Sam did.
Okay.
Long day.
It has been a long day. Tov, so right, so these two loaves of chametz are brought in the mikdash, right? And even though there are an obligation on Shavuos, right, it's an obligation to bring this, for the kohanim to eat the shtei lechem on Shavuos after shechting the kifsei ateres, the sheep that are shechted on ateres, right, on Shavuos. Even so, you can't bake them on Yom Tov. You have to bake them before. Right? Which teaches us that there is not a blanket exemption to allow everything that is for the purpose of Korbanos on Yom Tov. Right? Things that could have been done before Yom Tov have to be done before Yom Tov. Including the Darim and the Zavis.
But in the case that you forgot, or...
You could have done it before Yom Tov. The fact that you forgot is irrelevant. You could have. Okay? It should be noted that there is a machloikes achronim about what about cases where you couldn't do it before Yom Tov, right? So the most, this is not the only case where it shows up, but easily the most common place where it shows up is, let's say you had your ner neshama lit for Yom Tov, so you'd be able to cook on Yom Tov, right? No? I'm assuming your mothers will have a nice big candle lit for Yom Tov, so they'll be able to cook during the day, right? And then what happens? Nebuch, somebody opened the door and a gust of wind came in and the Ner Neshama went out. So what do?
Freak out.
You freak out, sure. Are you allowed to relight it? This is a Machlokes Achronim. Right? If it happens to you, you should ask a Shaila.
Would you be able to light a match and light it?
Yeah, so there's a Machlokes Achronim about that because it's a case of what's called Ones, right? So the question there is it that lighting candle is fundamentally something that could have been done before Yom Tov, and therefore you really have to leave it. You really can't do it on Yom Tov at all because fundamentally this is something that could have been dealt with before Yom Tov. Or is it that no, you did deal with it before Yom Tov and then something happens and you really couldn't do anything about it, right? And therefore, since you were anus and it couldn't be dealt with before Yom Tov, in this specific case, even though generally it could, it is mutter to deal with it on Yom Tov. The Pachod Yoter Mechalekes B'nei Mishnah Berurah Na'arach Shulchan. Anyway, okay. Fine.
So
the question is, can you strike a match and light or do something else to light that candle? Right? Okay. Fine. Anyway. Ibaye lehu. Right? The question was asked, right? The Dibri Homer Nidorim and Davis ain't craving me Yom Tov, right? According to one who said Nidorim and Davis are not sacrificed Yom Tov, which is the opinion we hold by, Tanakama. Ovar Veshochat Mai. What if you already shechted the Korban? Right? Do you continue with the process of the Korban? Okay. Who knows what the process of Korban, bringing Korban in Beis HaMikdash is? Okay. First Shlita. Right? I mean, you bring the Hava, you bring. Oh, you're a Kohen? So you should know, you tell us.
Yeah.
Good.
You have to sprinkle the blood, we collect the blood, I think.
Very good, you collect the blood in the vessel. Only the blood that came out as the animal was dying, not the blood that came out afterwards. And what next?
You sprinkle it on the Mizbeach,
Or you touch it on the Mizbeach, whatever. Very Kohenim have slightly different things. And then what do you do next?
Take out the innards.
Sorry?
Take out the innards.
So yeah, it depends on the korban. You burn whatever needs to be burnt, but what needs to be burnt will depend a little bit on the korban, right? With the ola, everything needs to be burnt after the animal is dissected. With other korban, I sometimes suddenly certain organs, right? Various. Right? Those are the four stages, right? So the question is, if you've already shechted the animals, it's after the shechem darim davis yom tov, what if you didn't? Right? Can you now continue with the korban? Rava amar zoruket adam alanas lahatir basar be'achila. Rava said, yeah, throw the blood so that you'll be able to then eat the meat. Right? Right? You can only do this if there is meat available to eat because you can only do it if it's Lutzorech Yom Tov.
Is that the case you brought about the candle? Because they could have done it before Yom Tov, but now it's got a situation where.
Well, no, this is an honest case. This is a case of mistake.
But now it's.
I mean, it's ex post facto, but it's not. This is definitely an ex post facto case. It's not an honest case. Right, the case that I brought is a case where there's nothing you could do.
And so if they say that like, this is fine, then cover from another
case. Oh, sure. In a chinami, you might argue that. Right? V'Rabba bar Rav Huna, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, said, "Zorek es adam onas lahak tirei murin le'erev." No, you should throw the blood. It's true, but not to eat the meat on Yom Tov. You can't eat the meat on Yom Tov. You should throw the blood so you'll be able to burn the things that need to be burnt tonight after Yom Tov goes out. Right, because in that you can do already. Right. By the way, this also touches on a rule which is very very important in Kochim in general. That in Kochim we assume that the night goes after the day. Meaning what? Meaning you shech the korban, you bring the whole korban during the day, and then you do the burning can happen at night, the night afterwards. Even though usually the day follows the night, in halacha when it comes to kochim, at least for these purposes, night follows the day. Yeah? Rabba, okay, so it says, maybe now, what's the distinction between it? Ikibinayu, nitma basar oisha avad. What? The distinction between them is if the meat was lost, the meat that can be eaten, was either lost or became tamei, so it can't be eaten anymore. Right? The Rava is Zarek, the Rava Barahuna is Zarek. For Rava, you won't be able to throw the blood because there's nothing which is for the purpose of Yom Tov left to do. For Rava Barahuna, you still can throw the blood because you can burn the Emurim tonight. Yeah? Even though that has nothing to do with Yom Tov. Maisive, we have a response. Kif se yatzer, sheshechtan shalayash mana, sheshechtan shechatan, bein lifnez banan, bein laacharfanan, adam yizarek, veabasar yachel, veimaisa shabas, lay yizarek. So, the sheep of Atzeres, right? I said, two sheep are sacrificed on Shavuot to allow the Kohanim to eat the Shtei Halach. Right? They are matir the Shtei Halach about Shavuot. Says, what if you shechted them and you didn't have in mind that they should be Kivsei Atzeres? Or you shechted them at the wrong time, either before the correct time, meaning the day before, or afterwards the day after. Right? So it says, the blood should be thrown on the Mizbeach and the meat can be eaten. Right? It's just Shlamim. We treat it as just Shlamim. And if it was Shabbos, you should not continue to throw the blood on the Mizbeach. And if you did, then you can burn what needs to be burnt tonight. You can't eat the meat, but you can burn what needs to be burnt tonight. Right? The Gemara The implication is that you cannot throw the blood. If you did, sure, burn the meat tonight. But you should not have thrown the blood. Right? If all of this happened on Shabbos. This makes sense for Rava, because Rava says it's about if there's something which is necessary for today, and there isn't. For Rabbi Barav Muna, who said that you can throw the blood for the purpose of burning things tonight, this is a problem. Why can't you just do it lechatchila? Yeah, so the response was, we basically... A good question. Should be noted, we have a Masorah from the Gaonim that if it says, the Gemara says Kashya, if the Gemara responds and just says Kashya, it doesn't mean the opinion is rejected. Right? It just means that there's a difficulty. Right? As opposed to Tiyuvta, which means the opinion is rejected. Yeah? The Ibai same, or you could say, Shaini Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yom Tos. Oh, maybe it's not such a good question. Maybe the Shavuos, the resting on Shabbos, is distinct from the resting on Yom Tov, right? Well, even if this that trick of throwing it today for the purpose of burning it tonight would work on Yom Tov, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll work on Shabbos, but Shabbos is generally more chomer than Yom Tov in many respects. Okay? Shkoyach, gentlemen, we'll continue. Please go tomorrow.